The gospel story about Zacchaeus doesn't say anything to us about how the people around Zacchaeus felt about what he was doing. But with a little imagination, one can begin to wonder if maybe they weren't making fun of him, laughing at him. You know, this little rich guy climbing up a tree. It could have been a rather humorous sight to see old Zacchaeus climbing that tree. And we don't know either why Zacchaeus wanted to see the Lord. Presumably, he had heard something about him, and he wanted to get a look at him. But whatever it was, he was very intent on seeing this person, this Jesus of Nazareth. You know, those tax collectors were usually people that were despised by the community around them. They were despised because they were cooperating with the Roman government, an oppressive government. But they were also despised because they were usually extortionists, getting out of the people all the money that they could. And that is how they became wealthy. They would extort from the people more than was needed to pay the tax, and the difference they would keep for themselves. But you also get a sense that Zacchaeus did not care. He didn't care what the people thought about him. He just wanted to see the Lord Jesus. And we don't exactly know what attracted Jesus to him. Did he see him up there in that tree? Or did he have foreknowledge of Zacchaeus? Presumably he did. But whatever it was, not only did Zacchaeus want to see Jesus, Jesus wanted to connect with him. Jesus wanted to touch his heart. And so when Jesus invites Zacchaeus to come down, he says to him, "I mean to stay in your house." And Zacchaeus responds joyfully. Now there's an example of some hospitality. Zacchaeus was being hospitable to the Lord Jesus Christ. He was welcoming him into his home, but not only into his home, into his heart, into his life. One of the things that we've tried to talk about in terms of being disciples of the Lord Jesus. Are we a hospitable people? Do we welcome people into our midst? Or do people come here, and I'm not just speaking about this parish, because I have a feeling that we Catholics in general have not been good at this. Good at welcoming people. Many times, I've had someone say to me, "You know, I went there for church for a while. Nobody talked to me. And so I just finally didn't go back. I felt out of place. I felt I wasn't wanted, wasn't accepted." And I think I understand that. You know, when we go somewhere and we feel like nobody notices, or we feel like nobody really wants to greet me, nobody wants me around, you can do that for a while, but then pretty soon you begin to say, "Ooh, I just don't want to go back." And you may force yourself to go back for a while, but it gets harder and harder until somehow you're included. And if you're never included, then it's really easy to find reasons not to go. You can begin to say, well, not this week. And then pretty soon, you're not going at all. Or maybe you go to another church and they're more welcoming. And you say, there's something here that I've been missing. You know, that gift of welcoming is such an important thing. And I know some of us have that gift more than others of us. But for all of us, we can at least notice the stranger in our midst. We can introduce ourselves. We can ask them their name and where they're from. And we can say, we're glad you're here. We can find ways to involve them in the activities of our parish. In doing that, we are really being evangelizers because we're extending to them the warmth and the love of our Savior. There's another thing in that story of Zacchaeus that we can focus on. Notice, once he's encountered the Lord, something begins to change in his life. He says, I give half of all I own to the poor. And then he says, if I've extorted anybody, I will pay them back fourfold. Zacchaeus had encountered in that brief contact something of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And because he had encountered that love, suddenly, his life began to change. You know, that's what causes change in our lives also. When we encounter the Lord Jesus as a loving Lord. You know, up to that time, our faith is obligation. You know, we kind of have this sense, oh, got to go to Mass today. If I don't, might go to hell. But there's no wanting to do it. There's no wanting to be there. We force ourselves to pray. We force ourselves to go to church. We may even force ourselves to be nice to people. But once we encounter Jesus as a loving Lord, once we know the depth of his love for us, then gradually that begins to change. It's no longer, oh, I got to do it, but I want to respond to the love that I've seen. I want that love to pour out of me to others. I want to thank God for all he's done for me. You know, that's what our generosity is meant to be all about. Not obligation, but response to all that God has given to us. And as I've tried to talk about being a disciple or being a steward, I've talked about hospitality, I've talked about prayer, I've talked about service, I've talked just a little bit about formation, but I need to also talk about that dirty word, money. I need to speak about that a moment. You know, I have a sense that I haven't done very well at that, because the numbers in our parish continue to grow. We don't know exactly because it's so hard to get your hands on the numbers, but probably over 13,000 people that are somehow affiliated with this parish. Now, may not all come, but they all claim to be Catholic. And as that number keeps growing, our income keeps declining. It's getting less, seems like, these last several years. You know, there's many reasons for that, I suspect, but it's a problem we need to address. Because if we are really responding to the love of the Lord, then those numbers won't be going down. They will be going up. Because we know how much we've been loved by the Lord. And we want to respond to that. In our tradition that comes out of the Bible, the giving back to the Lord has always meant to be off the top. What do I mean by that? It is meant to be the first fruits. That was the biblical phrase. In other words, when they were a farm economy, they would give the first part of their harvest back to the Lord. As we translate that to ourselves, what it means is, rather than wait to the end of the month and see, well, what I got left over, we begin at the beginning of the month and say, this is what I can give this month. And you set that aside. And then you live off what's left. I know for myself that has become, I just simply have it taken out of my salary. You don't expect it. Just know it's not going to be there. It's not something you have to spend that month. And it all works different for each of us. But that concept that we give the first fruits and not what is left over is a very important concept. It means we're putting the Lord first. We're acknowledging that our first obligation is to be grateful to the Lord for all that the Lord has given to us. One of the objections I heard why people are not giving is they will say, well, I'll start giving when those other people begin to give. Now, when I hear that, and I've heard it many times, I think to myself, who are those other people? And then, how do you know who is giving and who is not giving? We guard that information pretty carefully. But then I also think, when I go to heaven, if I get there, the Lord isn't going to ask me, what did John Doe give? He's going to ask me what Ted Skalski gave. That's going to be my responsibility, to say, Lord, I was generous. I'm sorry, Lord, I wasn't generous with what you gave me. That's the call we've all received. It's not to compare ourselves with somebody else. What we have received is God's gift to us. What we return is our gratitude to God. And just because another person isn't given doesn't mean that I somehow am excused from giving. God calls each of us to a generous response. And one of the whole concepts of being a disciple is to follow the Lord Jesus, to learn his generous love. Generous not only with our money, generous also with our way of reaching out in service, in hospitality, in caring. Generous in helping people come to know more about the faith. God has been generous with us. God wants us to also be generous. Generous in giving thanks to him, generous in serving his people.